Hi, this is dictation for Shaukat Oraha, SHAWKATORAHA. Date of birth is 9/30/2000. Date of accident 7/28/2023. Date of service is 10/25/2023. The patient is being seen on 10/25/2023. A copy of this report can be sent to Khurana Law Firm, who referred his patients. Mr. Shaukat Oraha was a victim of an automobile accident on 7/28/2023, where he was hit on the driver's side in the front panel, leading to injury to his head with headaches, mostly to the front and right temple, loss of balance, with additional history of suffering from pain in the neck, mid-back, and lower back, with radiation to the right buttock, right leg, up to the knee, and pain in the right knee. All of these pains were moderately high in the beginning, and currently patient report that his pains are continuing. Headaches are still 2 or 3. Mostly in the frontal and the right temporal region. Neck pain is 5 to 6. Lower back pain and mid back pain is 5 to 6 also. He denies any radiation of pain to the right buttock or right leg or any other extremity. Pain in the right knee is also discomforting, 5 on a scale of 1 to 10. He reports that his walk is usually painful and he's limping due to the pain, and the patient is vehemently opposed to any injection treatment, like injection to the cervical spine, thoracic spine, or lumbar spine, and he has signed an affidavit to not to get any injection. He is quite scared, despite explanation about the procedures. His pain level is 5 to 6, ADLs are reported to be 6. He reports um, 20% relief in the pain. And he's trying conservative treatment. Please review the chart for the ADLs, for system review, for additional history, substance abuse and compliance history. Physical examination reveals blood pressure 125 or 66. Pulse 61, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam is the same from previous visit of 9/26/2023, dictation number 1010-014. The patient reports that his pain medication has not been helping 100%. He's found to have a sacroiliac inflammation besides issues in the spine. His MRI for the right knee was discussed with him, which shows damage to the posterior horn of medial meniscus and focal area of bone marrow edema at the femoral medial epicondyle, medial condyle, and medial tibial plateau. In the cervical spine, he is, has a herniated disc at C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, C6-7, and C7-T1. In the lumbar spine, he has a herniated disc at L5-S1. In the thoracic spine, T8 and 9, he has a small central disc herniation. The patient doesn't want any injection treatment or surgical treatment. His brain MRI was found to be completely normal. And so the patient is advised to continue treating with the physical therapy, which has been ordered. Chiropractic treatment has been ordered. Infrared therapy, laser treatment, photolux therapy have been discussed with the patient. And he has been advised to look into laser treatment with the therapist 3 times per week, focusing on the neck, mid-back, lower back, the right knee, both the sacroiliac joint. Traction has been discussed. Yoga meditation has been discussed with the patient at great length. He remains disabled for work, housework, and transportation help. His MAPS are looking in compliance. He's provided with the following medication, which are Celebrex 200 milligram daily for pain relief and healing, anti-inflammatory, Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, Tylenol with codeine number 4, 60 tablets for pain relief, Zoloft 50 milligram twice a day for anxiety, mood, depression, Neurontin 600 milligram twice a day for his TBI, nerve pain healing. Theory sets are given 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN, 50 tablets for headache relief. Lidocaine ointment has been ordered for topical pain relief, 5%. The patient is advised to visit us in 30 days' time. Thank you.